Hey, amazing listeners of Organized Chaos. I have some exciting news to share with you today. Organized Chaos, a mompreneur's 13-week undated productivity planner, is officially live and ready to be your game changer. This is like having a life coach in a planner, and it's a great companion to seamlessly weave your professional and personal worlds. Every page encourages focus, productivity, organization, and growth. You can grab your Organized Chaos Planner on Amazon now or click the link in the show notes. Let's make your chaos beautifully organized, one day at a time. Hey, my name is Teresa Hildebrand, and this is Organized Chaos. We take a deep dive into living with intentionality, focusing on what's important in our lives so we can truly feel our best. It may feel chaotic at times, but with a little organization, the right mindset, and a ton of self-love, we can still thrive. Join me as we talk to other busy moms and experts who will share tips and strategies to help you reach your goals. Hope you enjoy this episode of Organized Chaos. Now, on to the show. Hey friends, welcome back to another episode of Organized Chaos. So today we're going to be talking about schedules, and I want to give you some strategies on how you can actually overcome your schedule overwhelm so you can create some harmony and reduce some stress, because we all know that during busy seasons, our schedules can induce major, major stress. So I want to give you some strategies, some things you've probably heard before and some things that you haven't. So I want this to be a action-packed episode where you can at least apply one of them. You don't have to apply all of these strategies at once, but maybe one of them can help you just move ahead and help you gain some confidence. So first, I want to dive into really what schedule overwhelm can feel like and what it comes from. So really what it feels like is just that you're drowning. You're drowning in tasks, you're drowning in responsibilities, and you feel like you just don't have enough time in the day to do everything that you want to do. Now, this is probably because a result of your multitasking. You have the pressure to overcommit, and you just fear missing out on some opportunities. So your schedule just keeps getting busier and busier. Now, why does it get to this point? I know that for me, it's because I felt like I needed to do everything. My thought is that if it needed to get done, it needed to get done by me and only me, and that things just needed to be perfect in order to move forward. Now, what I realized was that I had to really let go of perfectionism. I had to really embrace flexibility and cultivate a growth mindset. Now, as far as flexibility, I had to really learn this the hard way because my husband's schedule, his police schedule was completely crazy. And I had to learn to not only let go of perfectionism, but I also had to let go of the fact that we were going to need to make changes last minute and things weren't going to go as planned. So I had to embrace that flexibility. But one of the biggest things I needed to understand was that I couldn't do it all, and it didn't all need to get done. So I needed to prioritize. I needed to make a list of the things that I thought needed to get done and create a smaller list. The things that only I needed to do that would actually move the needle forward, things that still needed to get done, but not necessarily done by me, and then just things that needed to get taken off my plate and get taken off everybody's plate that they weren't necessary and they were just things that were wasting time. Okay, so let's talk about the things that you can do. Now, like I said, some of these things you've probably already heard of, but there might be a couple things that you haven't heard of, and it may be a new strategy that you can actually implement. So let's talk about setting boundaries and saying no. Now, everybody says this, you have to set boundaries, and all those people pleasers out there, you have to learn to say no. Now, it's easier said than done, but as you start developing these skills of setting boundaries and saying no, it'll become so much easier. And the very first thing that makes this easier is creating a priorities list. Because if you know what is important to you and what moves the needle forward and what's important and necessary for your family, then setting boundaries and saying no becomes a no-brainer. So as you come across some of these things that you are asked to do, just ask yourself, does this align with my priorities or with my goals? This way you can gain confidence in prioritizing your time and your energy. Okay, now the next one you probably haven't heard of, because as I was researching this, I found this and I thought it was strange because I'd never heard of it. You've probably heard of FOMO, which is fear of missing out, but have you heard of JOMO, which is joy of missing out? So the next one is embracing JOMO. Now, this is about shifting your perspective from FOMO to JOMO by embracing the joy of missing out. You kind of learn to make intentional choices that align with your values and reduce the fear of missing out. You'll actually feel like, oh, wow, I'm glad I said no to that, because this path that I chose is so much better. Or it'll just be something that doesn't even bother you anymore, because you'll feel like there's a sense of abundance where, hey, I wasn't able to say yes to this right now, but I know something else even better is going to come around. And I'm going to be happy that I said no to this one thing in this season of my life, because the next thing that comes around is going to be at the perfect time. Now, the next one is cultivating self-care and rest. Now, this is something that we really have to learn to embrace, because sometimes we just feel like we need to go, go, go. And honestly, taking a breather, recharging, and resting can make us come back even better. It's super important to incorporate this into our daily lives, because it will help us manage that schedule overwhelm or help reduce our stress. So incorporating self-care activities into our routine will create that space for rejuvenation and recharge that we really need. Now, this is really my last one, and it's to create a sustainable schedule. Now, the way that we can avoid schedule overwhelm is to maintain a sustainable schedule that incorporates self-care, it incorporates family time, and still pursuing your business goals. Now, if you do want to dive deeper into some of those specific strategies, I actually have recorded podcasts specifically on how to maintain, you know, harmony and prevent burnout. So I will link those in the show notes. Okay, so I hope that was helpful. That was short, sweet, and to the point. But I do want to ask you this question. Which one strategy are you going to implement this week? Remember, you don't have to do a complete overhaul of your schedule. Just do one of these and then start building from there. All right, I hope you have an amazing rest of your day, and I will see you next week. Hey, if you love listening to the podcast, please leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. On iTunes, go to the show and scroll to the bottom underneath ratings and reviews and click on write a review. Thanks so much for listening, and tune in to our next episode.